You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good Thursday morning to you. Mike McNamara for a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio. Right here on your home for it. The All Warrior Radio Network. So, good morning to you on the 8th day of August. Today is kind of a travel day. I'm on my way to North Carolina as you listen to this. Yeah, through the wonders of digital recording. That's right. But the show today is gonna is a good one. The first thing you'll do is you'll listen to with the help of my number two son Patrick. Who's as we speak going down the road to home ownership. Yeah. Yeah, I had a funny conversation. It's not right, it's not all fun. Right. Making sure you're getting what you're getting, right? Especially when you buy older homes. That's nerve-wracking stuff, especially when you're, you know, I mean, how many times in a lifetime do most of us do it? Not very often. So anyway, but Patrick took some time out of his busy schedule to help me find an Amtrak officer, and which I've been looking for. And again, somebody with recent experience. And so, lo and behold, found one. And you're going to meet a captain from Connecticut by the name of Lee Adamowitz. And he's a recently got out of the Marine Corps. He's a United States Naval Academy graduate. And so you'll hear him in a few minutes and explaining stuff that, you know, I'm not an Amtrak guy. I was never... I worked with them. Never was a guy riding around in them other than when I was a second lieutenant in Korea for a few days when we got assigned. I'm trying to think. We splashed in them, now that I remember. We came ashore. We were the track company in for Team Spirit in 1985. And then I got tagged to casualty. I was the point of the battalion moving up the coast highway. Yeah. And so in something I think was a conspiracy, you know, my track got my truck got hit and I was tagged a casualty. Now, I don't know who had anything to do with that, but I then got medevaced out to a ship off the coast. And I was like, I am not going to spend this exercise as a casualty, that's for sure. And so I stayed there for a few hours. I was told I was going to have to spend the night. And then the following day that they would arrange for me to, you know, get back to the division, then get back to the battalion, right? Get back to the regiment, then the battalion and my company. So I said, okay. And then I... I think I grabbed my rifle and my gear and I went back down. I went out to the area where they were, other guys had already been there and they were going back. And so I just hung out with them and they said, where are you headed? I said, 1-5. And they said, okay, the next helo that lands is heading to your battalion. I said, okay. I hopped on it, got off at my battalion, hitched a ride, went in and checked in with the medical people. I said, hey, I'm back. They're like, okay. And then I hitched a ride on a truck back to my company, came walking up a dirt road with my rifle. And my staff sergeant looks at me and says something he never said before, boy, Lieutenant, am I glad to see you. I said, what happened? He goes, I think I'm in big trouble. I said, what? He said, well, you know how you make everybody stay up all night? There's one, either you, me, or one of the NCOs, and we just rotate through the night. And I said, yeah. He said, well, we didn't do that last night. And he said, and I learned a hard lesson. I said, so everybody went to sleep, and then what happened? He said, well, some Koreans snuck in, and they took one of our packs, and our packs have a spare barrel on it. And we were the first unit to deploy with the M249 SAW. We left the United States with it. Took it through the airports in Alaska when we stopped. So I flew to Alaska and then flew to Okinawa. And, yeah, so we had we took all of our weapons with us, and whoever we replaced, 2.5 or 3.5, if I'm not mistaken, or it could have been 2.9, they came back with all their weapons. So anyway, yeah, so then we ultimately traded, I don't know how many cases of MREs to the pack and the spare barrel bag and got it back from some village elder. And in the area. So anyway, yeah. Extra MREs come in handy. So yeah, but so yeah, that was the only time in my career that I was working with tracks. And so Lee is his name. Lee's you're gonna hear him, and he's a pro. And just explain stuff as we do whenever there's an accident or an incident. One of the cool things about All Marine Radio is that guys come on the aviation guys I know now. And so, you know, Joey Perrazzo, F-18 man, Kurt Knowles, they come on and they're more than happy to explain because they know that we don't, you know, we stay in our lane. We don't speculate. But we do try to explain. Right. And so that's what you'll hear. And so don't touch that dial. He's really good and explains the bilge systems, how they work, the criteria relative to them as a platoon to get in the water or not get in the water, things like that. The safety training, how you get out of those things and whatnot. So he's fantastic. All right. Captain Lee Adamowicz. So you'll hear him in a few minutes. And then after that, you'll hear the Lynch, Kenny, and Costantini event. And a little bit shortened, because this week's a little bit shortened. And then what we're going to talk about there is, you know, Jeff was on Monday. But Will is an Amtrak guy. And in his time in the fleet, done a lot of it. So get his thoughts on it, and then Tim as well. So we'll talk about that first. Then this week is the 75th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bombs, And so, so just interested to hear from them, as they've grown up, have their thoughts about that event changed? As they've read more and learned more. And so, I think it's one of those, things that you begin to read about in your life, and you see the complexities and you see the bigger picture and whatnot. And so always interesting. They're smart guys, well-read guys. So it's always interesting to hear what they have to say. And, so we talk about that, and then there's a story that I was talking about yesterday when I was going through the news that caught my eye, and I wanted to ask them about it. And it's something that, you know, that a headline in USNI News, a story is written by Mallory Shelburne. So the Pentagon has a department called CAPE, and it's called, and what that stands for is Cost Assessment and Program Evaluation Office, right? So there's a guy who's going to take over CAPE, right? So he's the CAPE nominee. He's worked in that office, right? And so he was being quizzed by the Senate Armed Service Committee. So the headline that came out of the hearing is SecDef Esper blocked the shipbuilding plan to Congress because it lacked, quote, a credible pathway to a 355 ship fleet. Now, when you see that headline, right, by cost people saying that the SecDef didn't send the plan to Congress because he doesn't think that the path is credible. I mean, that's, anyway, it got my attention. Now, maybe I'm weird like this. Okay. I don't think I am, because that headline is a noteworthy headline. And so anyway, so, I sent that to them, and we'll see what they say about it. So, interesting morning spent with those guys. So, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps band makes this morning official. Good morning. Later today, which is what I'm flying east for, 2nd Marine Division will change commanding generals. And the outgoing commanding general, Major General David Furness, heading up to the Pentagon to continue his career in the Marine Corps. And so so this is just this is dedicated to the Marines and sailors of the 2nd Marine Division, who I've had a chance to meet over the course of the last 2 years. It's been a distinct honor to meet them, to get to know them a little bit, and hopefully in some way, shape, or form impact their lives. And to General Furness and his staff, especially the people in the G10, a lieutenant colonel by the name of Will Moore, who for the better part of a year and a half was the guy who kept making post-traumatic winning happen there. coincidentally, he's the commanding officer of 3rd Track Battalion, which the Amtrak's involved in the accident last week are now a part of. So this is dedicated to all of them, to guys like Lieutenant Colonel Will Moore, just great guys. General David Furness, who opened the door for it, and then all the battalion commanders that have been a part of it, who've made contributions to it, and to the Marines and sailors who I've met along the way that have really opened other doors to change other lives. So the last year and a half has been an unbelievable experience for me, and the 2nd Marine Division has been an integral part of this thing that is post-traumatic winning, that is that goes around the country now and changes lives wherever it goes. And so just a huge, with incredible humility, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity, and the experience for me has been life-changing. God bless you, and all of you that have helped and opened doors. So this is dedicated in the spirit of that to you.
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Since it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm not doing weather right now. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back And when we come back, you're going to get to meet an Amtrak officer. And made his career in the Marine Corps doing that. His name is, he's a captain, recently got out. And his name is from Connecticut, by way of the Naval Academy, Lee Adamowicz. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.